Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time now for the bigger picture. And this morning, we really got to expand on this. Overnight, it was all about the fight against inflation in the U.S. Some comments by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And what we have this morning is the effect of negative finish on Wall Street. Set the stage for us.
Yeah, so a negative handover from Wall Street, and that is seeing Asian markets opening lower so far. You've got Japan, Korea, and Australia, all down by more than 1% so far. So really tracking the losses overnight, and that really accelerating after Fed Chair Jerome Powell outlined a pretty aggressive approach to taming inflation. So he is just pretty much signaling 50 basis points in terms of a hike in the meeting next month. And also, under pressure, we could expect some Chinese stocks to continue their losing streak. And this around the lockdown playing out in Shanghai. Now, let's get a bigger picture from Jeffrey Hawley. He is the senior market analyst for Oanda. Morning, Jeffrey. How are you doing this Friday?
Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, happy Friday, Jeffrey. So let's talk about the markets right now. We've heard from Jerome Powell many times that he wants to tackle inflation, and from many Fed officials as well, that we could be in for more aggressive rate hikes. So what's different this time around? He's pretty much saying the same thing.
And I think there's a little complacency in the market after those Fed Bullard comments earlier in the week sort of set the markets on a tumble. Some other Fed governors then came out with a more dovish outlook. But then last night we've had Jerome Powell and then Mary Daly and then James Bullard again with his 75 basis points comments, all coming out saying that we would likely need more aggressive hiking. He basically reiterated that he would use the tools available to him to get inflation back to 2%. Now, with inflation where it is in the US, that can only mean one thing, and that's a lot more rate hikes. The market then also priced in 50 basis points in July as well. So we're looking at 350 basis point rate hike.
350 basis point hikes in the coming meetings?
Yeah, over the next 3 months. So equities took flight on that. I was really rather surprised that equities rallied intra-week, and I think this is more of a return to business as usual now.
All right, Jeff, what's going to be the implications for markets? We are seeing bond yields tick up higher for 10-year notes, and we are very close to 3% right now. What will be the implications for assets in the US and, of course, the implications for central banks?
Yeah, it will be a challenge. We've already seen some stress on the mortgage market in the US, where rates are being reset in the 30-year tenor sort of at 5%, and they were 3% only a few months ago. We're seeing that occurring all over the Anglo-Saxon world, if you like, in the UK, particularly less so in Australia, but definitely in New Zealand and to a certain extent Canada as well. And we're already starting to see some signs that housing markets are slowing down in those markets. So the obvious impact would potentially be consumers buying or purchasing less, so we could see a bit of a slowdown in consumption. It also may impact housing prices going forward. For companies that are very highly leveraged, it would be a challenging moment as well, because their cost of funding will go up. And those companies like the tech stocks that have extremely rich valuations based on the cost of funds being about zero, we're seeing that adjustment in pricing going through at the moment.
Yeah, Jeff, on the other hand, one central bank not in a rush to tighten is China. They are seeing quite a bit of a slump when it comes to their stocks, and they are seeing, for example, the CSI 300 index slumping 1.8% on Thursday, so that caps 5 straight days of losses. And investors were hoping for some signals from President Xi Jinping in his speech yesterday at the Bo Ao Forum to show some support for the markets by maybe pivoting away from COVID zero. That did not happen. How do you see this playing out for China?
Yeah, I think we're seeing most of the impact right now at currency. Now, the Chinese yuan, the offshore and onshore yuans have tumbled over the last few days. The PBOC set the dollar CNY fix a bit weaker as well. It seems to me that China may be looking to devalue its currency somewhat to boost exports, to boost the economy, rather than actually opening up their own bank accounts and a wide stimulus program. They've been very reluctant to do that at the moment. With this background of COVID zero, the challenges because of the Russia-Ukraine war, etc., it's quite a negative environment, I think, for Chinese equities. And trying to pick the bottom is a dangerous business.
Yeah, talking about weakening currency, we can't leave out the Japanese yen from this conversation. That has been under quite a bit of pressure in the past few months, and I believe in the past year it's down 20% against the greenback. Mm-hmm. We've got a BOJ in action next week. What's going to happen? Are they going to intervene in the markets?
Well, I think we're a long way from currency intervention, to be honest, and they really would have to have the sign-off of the United States. The impact of different interest rate differentials is really clear to see there, and I think it's also an example for what we could see for Asia going forward. Their capping rates at 0.25%, US 10-year yields are hitting 3%, and dollar yen is up in the sky, and I think that trend will continue for some time yet. The Bank of Japan and the Ministry of Finance won't throw good money after bad by trying to draw a line in the sand with dollar yen. But I think it does telegraph that we are going to see more Asian currency weakness as the year progresses as well.
All right, Jeff, just to wrap things up, what's your takeaway from the earnings season so far? We've got plenty of headlines coming through. For me, Netflix, a bit of a slump really just playing out, and all that talk about a ad-supported version. What stands out for you this week or this in the earnings season, Jeff?
Well, I think the earnings season has generally been fairly positive, particularly from the banking side, which is gave me some relief. But I think the other thing to take away is that these very highly valued stocks, such as Netflix, and we saw Facebook earlier in the year, if they miss their targets by just a little, they're going to be severely punished. So expect a lot more volatility in those highly valued stock space, particularly, I guess, what you would call the FANGs or the technology stocks.
Yeah, those stocks will really be on edge with the bond rates ticking up higher. We've been chatting with Jeffrey Hawley. He is the senior market analyst for Oanda. Jeff, thanks for your time and have a great weekend in advance.
And to you, everybody. Take care.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.